Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Welcome back. With me here this first story. Three generations of one family from the war-torn city of Mariupol have found a home in Wexford. And they've been staying in the home of Diarmaid Furlong, the outgoing president of the Irish Eurovision fan club, who'll be cheering alongside them for the Ukrainian entry in tomorrow night's Eurovision. Diarmaid is with me now. You're very welcome to Drive Time, Diarmaid. I'm also joined by Tamara Anastasova, who introduced this family to Diarmaid. Tamara, you're welcome to the programme as well. I might start with you, Tamara. Tell me, how did this all happen?
Yeah, hi, I'm here. That's like happened, what do you mean it's happened? Like how they come in here or?
Yeah, and how did they all make the connection with Diarmaid?
One of my friends just tell me like Diarmaid is actually like really want like give accommodation for some Ukrainian people, and I'm actually looking for my friend's accommodation, so I just like contact with Diarmaid, but at that moment he was on holidays, but when I just text him and straight away he said yeah, that's no problem, he can do this for me, he can help me just when he would be back, because at that moment when he was on holidays that family have like some temporary accommodation, but I'm looking for some like house or maybe for some Irish family who can just like take them.
And you were really concerned, you were afraid for this family, your friends from Mariupol, is that right?
Yeah, because they, you know, they was in terrible place such a long time, especially a child was with these two women, and it's just like unbelievable. So I try to do my best for these people, for everything what I can do.
And then, Diarmaid, I believe you're well known for your generosity. Yeah, you can stay with us for a moment, Tara. You're well known for your generosity around town there. But how did you feel?
I don't know about that.
It's a big undertaking then when you're asked to take in a family who have gone through so much, isn't it? But to take them into your own home for an undefined period. How did you feel about that?
To be honest, it was a no-brainer for me, really. Myself and my husband had discussed this at the outbreak of the war. And so we had kind of said that we would do it. And then I have a preschool here in Enniscorthy, and I have many of the kids, the families would originally come from Eastern Europe, not necessarily Ukraine, but you know, from five or six countries, Ukraine being one of them. So I had given out a letter to all the parents in school saying, you know, if any of them had family or friends in Ukraine, that they were trying to get out of Ukraine and needed somewhere to live when they got here, that, you know, I had spare bedrooms and I'd be willing to open my home to them. So
that's fantastic. Am I right in saying it's Marina, Alina and Paulina Kocklinkova? Is that it?
That's it, yeah. Okay. Marina, Alina and Paulina,
well, falls to row of her father. And they've settled in okay in your home, in your town?
They've settled in very well. They've settled, they're here a little over a week now. So they've settled in very well. The most difficult part of it all is the language barriers, because they have little to no English. So
how do you get around that?
Google Translate is my new best friend.
Well done. Okay, so it works anyway. And I hear you swap recipes as well.
Well, we did. Yeah, the first night they arrived, I definitely wouldn't be known for my cooking. So the first time they arrived, I made them an Irish stew, which they very much enjoyed, or they pretended to anyway. A night or two later, they made traditional Ukrainian dinner for myself and my husband.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like you're all settling in together very well. Can I go back to you for a moment, Tamara? Because I know some of your family are still in Mykolaiv. Is that right? How are they? How are things there?
At the moment, they're not too bad. I couldn't say they're okay because, you know, it's now not safe place. You couldn't find any safe place probably in Ukraine.
Yeah.
So at the moment they not too bad, but they still in that like place where it's every time like some Syrian is going and they must like go some for some basement and hide there. So I'm so like, you know, our heart like with them. And even we try help here to our people who's coming to Ireland. So just like do some small things for them.
Yeah. Well, all our hearts are with them, Tamara. It's a really difficult time, and it's day by day, isn't that it? And I suppose something like the Eurovision you kind of cling to, don't you? Because in the darkest hour, you need some light relief, isn't that it?
Exactly. We need, like, you know, some good news after all these days of war. And when we see all this support, we just like can feel much stronger, you know, and much like united, because we can saw like the whole world like with us, with Ukrainian people, and it's just amazing. It's just unbelievable, and we really appreciate for all people like who help us in that like dark time for our country. Yeah.
So I suppose anyone who can now will be enjoying the Eurovision Song Contest, and I know you're the president, aren't you, of the fan club, Dermot, of the Eurovision? So,
well, I'm former president now. I gave it up this year.
Yeah.
I've been the president for the last 19 years.
So little did Marina, Alina, and Polina know that they were going into a Eurovision fanatic household. It's going to be one massive party then, is it?
Oh, it will. Yeah. Well, apart from Ireland not coming out of the envelope last night, we've had the two semi-finals. We've enjoyed both nights up here, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night as well. We'll throw all our support behind Ukraine tomorrow night.
Yeah, and as an aficionado, how do you think they'll do?
Ukraine, I think it's going to be almost impossible for anyone to beat Ukraine this year. I don't think, you know, you always get the argument of Eurovision is political or whatever. I actually don't see this as a political vote. I think it's more of a show of solidarity with Ukraine. I think the juries who have 50% of the vote will give fours and fives and sixes to Ukraine, and I just think Ukraine will walk the televote.
Okay.
So I think it'll be hard to beat them.
Can I ask you finally and briefly, Tamara, about the Ukrainian song?
Yes.
What is the significance? What is the meaning of it?
Lots of talk of that band. It's really like important, and guys thinking about like really important and main things in life, especially on that song. He's thinking about like a mom, and his name is Stefania. And he said, like, it's really important, you know, being family, have a family. And it's really important take a best one from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
All your, like, best skills and everything, we take this from our parents, from our family. So he's thinking about that, about, like, mom, about, like, your power, you know, in a child life.
The important things in life. I suppose it symbolises an awful lot as well with, don't they call Odessa, Mother Odessa, the city. So look, as Dermot says, an awful lot of support right across Europe for the Ukrainian entry, I think. The main thing is, now that you can, Dermot, I hope you and your guests have a great time, and you along with them, Tamara, watching the Eurovision Song Contest for the night.
Yeah, we will.
For the night, kick back and enjoy. Look,
it's
a great story. Dermot Furlong and Tamara Anastasova, thank you both very much indeed for joining
us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.